Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 299 for Wednesday, March the 9th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Wednesday morning, taking strength from gains in Chicago Board of Trade soy oil. Canola was anywhere from $1 to $1.50 higher, with the key May contract checking in at $458.70 a ton. That's up 90 cents. Dry weather in key parts of Asia continues to push Malaysian palm oil futures higher, and that has been very supportive for canola. Commercial buying has been steady, and traders have put some weather premiums into the market ahead of the growing season. Investors were likely positioning themselves ahead of today's Bank of Canada statement on interest rates and the USDA's monthly supply and demand report. On the bearish side, the swiftly advancing South American soybean harvest put pressure on the market. European rapeseed futures were lower, which limited the advances. There is speculation Chinese demand for canola could be growing lackluster. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 1 to 2 cents stronger, with the May contract at $8.86 a bushel. The market is waiting for the release of the USDA's supply and demand report, and it could be poised for a breakout due to the technical picture. Of course, that all depends on the news. The average pre-report estimates show expectations for both U.S. and global ending stocks of soybeans to increase, and that report is due out later this morning. Corn was a cent lower, with the May contract coming in at $3.58 a bushel. Trading has been extremely quiet on the corn market as investors wait for the report. One analyst said the corn market has a very important benchmark of $3.50, and if the nearby contract were to go below that, the market could swiftly sink down to $3.20. U.S. wheat was a cent weaker, with May contract coming in at $4.59 a bushel. Many analysts do not expect the USDA report to have a major influence on the wheat market. The average pre-report estimate suggests a slight increase in wheat ending stocks, while the world figure is expected to decrease slightly. For wheat, strength in the U.S. dollar was slightly bearish on the morning. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, March the 9th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.